producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Keith, who snuck into the U.S. with simulated Ebola, will be joining us. At the bottom of the hour, we have a special report being put together by John Bowne on Ebola. But what I'm really concerned about is the headline up on drudgereport.com. We have the story up on Infowars.com as well. Hospital sets patient record as mystery virus spreads. And that's Gannett. Out of Cincinnati, hospital sets patient record as virus spreads. Medical officials admitted a record number of children to a local hospital over the weekend. You know it's from the new year and they're getting their vaccines. It'll always be a mystery illness. Later it'll be confirmed, the vaccines. This happened in California last year, a bunch of other places. To a local hospital over the weekend because of what they believe to be a rare respiratory virus spreading throughout the country. Always happens in August, September, back to school. Although there's been no confirmed cases of the enterovirus at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center, officials admitted 550 patients Friday, said Dr. Derek Wheeler, associate chief of staff at the hospital. The previous record was 515. Some reports out of Missouri and Colorado suggest the virus was symptoms similar to the common cold, and it continues, brought sicker patients to hospitals. We're just seeing the increased volumes we haven't seen sicker than usual, he said. Hospitals from other states have placed restrictions on visitations, but Wheeler said there are no plans to do that in Cincinnati. The virus is similar to what doctors treat during cold and flu season. That means nothing really changes if a child comes down with a rare virus, he said. The bottom line is that this virus you wouldn't treat with antibiotics, so other than the high level of interest, there's no reason we would need to know it is this type of virus, he went on. Yeah. The point is there were a lot of deaths throughout the winter from superviruses and bacteria, and they kept very quiet what was going on. And so when you see an article like this, it fits into a cover-up. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but I've seen it before. Here's CNN reporting on the same issue. Virus hitting the U.S. could be tip of iceberg, CDC official says. And remember, all throughout the new year, I talked about the mystery stuff. And I talked to the medical doctors. They're watching my family die, three of them, throughout the winter. A respiratory virus is sending hundreds of children to hospitals throughout the Midwest and beyond. Health officials say the unusually high number of hospitalizations reported could be just the tip of an iceberg in terms of cases, said the virologist and the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Division of Viral Diseases. 12 states have contacted the CDC for assistance in investigating clusters of enterovirus. Alabama, Colorado, Michigan, Georgia, Ohio, Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Utah. And the issue here is they will cover up and whitewash real stuff. I know multiple parents who had healthy children who would get a virus this year and go to Dell Medical Center and they'd say, your child now has type 1 genetic diabetes caused by a virus that attacked your pancreas. How do you get pancreatitis from a virus and then it's genetic? And I talked to medical doctors and I just said, that's what we're told to say. No, there are viruses going in and taking out children's pancreas. And then I talked to medical doctors. A lot of times they restart, but they don't let that happen. They put them on insulin. And so now you're a type 1, whether you were or you won't. This is the kind of stuff they're doing at these hospitals, where it's all computerized and actuaried to maximize the profits. And Dell's Medical Center this year in Austin was just overflowing with kids, 2, 3, 4 years old, being told, you now have type 1 diabetes, it's genetic. But saying, no, it's a virus. So a virus triggers something genetic. It's just incredible, folks. There's so much going on.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you just joined us, in the last hour, I broke down a lot of different issues. I'd like to open the phones up while we're waiting to get James O'Keefe of the Veritas Project, who was able to dress up like ISIS and sneak in to the northern border across Lake Erie with bags marked Ebola and Ryosin, and then to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and simulate an attack on it, just to illustrate our borders are wide open. The reason we do this is to show that when we're losing our rights, being surveilled, having checkpoints, living in a police state, the TSA, going into our wives' brassieres or into our underwear, groping us, putting us in naked body scanners, it's all a hoax. Our government gave Stinger missiles and M16s. AP, AFP now admits it yesterday. We told you first years ago. To ISIS, to Al-Qaeda, they are turning them loose and hoping they attack us. Because then the government can grandstand and take our liberties. It's incredible. I want to get your take on that. I want to get your take, and we're going to have a special report on this in the next hour with Buckley Hammond in Chicago. He's going to be with us live, but also we're going to play the report. New York City approves sensors to pinpoint gunfire. Gunshot microphones proven to capture conversations. They're microphones for the NSA under federal grants on record to listen to street conversations and to give voice prints by ID who you are and where you go. And they've been going in nationwide since 1995. They were in Austin, a town of 500,000 people in 1998. Now it's like 2 million. And when I exposed it, the federal grant, it was in the front page of the paper the next week about Austin gets a grant for gunshot detectors. When they get caught, they call them gunshot detectors. Here it is. New York City approved sensors to pinpoint gunfire. Gunshot microphones proven to capture conversations. The New York City's comptroller has approved a contract for rooftop sensor technology for the NYPD to help pinpoint and reduce gunfire. And yes, the program can do that too. Comptroller Scott Stringer approved the contract with ShotSpotter Flex Systems on Monday. The technology will pinpoint the exact location of a gunshot, allowing officers to respond quickly. They're super high-distance shotgun mics, basically, that then triangulate. You can do that with any basic microphone. So there's real software that does that. So that's a real thing it's doing. But it doubles to listen to you, just like all these Homeland Security cell towers they put up on record to steal your cell phone data and hack into your phone without warrants. They don't even want to pay the telecoms to do this anymore. They're setting up their own system. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. Also, in North Carolina, more children homeschool than attend private schools. That's people voting with their feet. Price of milk hits all-time high as the central government's war. You know, you heard them a few years ago say that children can't work on their own farms anymore and can't do chores, or that it's $4,000 fines for dust and hay in barns. Well, all the harassment and the dollar devaluation together has beef, poultry, milk, just everything going to all-time highs. That's in Bloomberg. Sotloff family, you know, he got his head chopped off, says Syria's so-called moderate rebels sold their son out for $25,000. Senate hearing to examine militarization of local police. I love how Homeland Security funded it, did the training, set it all up, and then wants to federalize them to make sure they behave with the tanks. Then we're going to get into the UK situation and am I for Scottish independence? Absolutely. But what are the pitfalls of it? I'll break that down. Here's the toll-free number for first-time callers after James O'Keefe leaves us at the bottom of the hour to break down and give us your take on the issues we've thrown out there. Right into the third hour, we're going to have open phones. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Well, the headline yesterday morning when I got up said, James O'Keefe does it again. And he has certainly done it again. Filmmaker shows Ebola-infected ISIS terrorist sneaking across Lake Erie from Canada to Cleveland and into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame without being challenged once, with bags marked ricin and Ebola and other little goodies in a rubber terrorist-style boat that you see in every movie, in a black jihadi outfit, drives all the way across Lake Erie from Canada, right up to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then walks in with the simulated bioweapon bag. This is true journalism, illustrating how we're wide open. Whether you believe in the terror attacks being manufactured or not, we've lost all our basic liberties. We're being told Homeland Security is to keep us safe, but it's pointed at the Tea Party, gun owners, journalists, like we saw in Ferguson, where the police wouldn't go after looters, they'd go after mainline journalists. This is what they're being trained to do. And so James O'Keefe, who's been arrested himself by the feds for exposing Acorn, you name it, and Battleground Texas, the Democrats saying they'll engage in crime to open the borders up to get our guns. I mean, this guy is just like Dinesh D'Souza under massive attack. So James O'Keefe joining us, ProjectVeritas.com. Wow, you've done it again. Another example of illustrating just how absurd supposed our border security being.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. And I saw your report back on, was it Friday or Saturday, where you crossed the Mexican border posing as an ISIS terrorist. So we actually followed up on our report on the border and did one crossing Lake Erie, also dressed up like an ISIS terrorist, and crossed Lake Erie into the United States while wearing that black trademark terrorist mask. And nobody detected us, and we had bags of fake ricin and bags of fake Ebola. And we walked right into the United States, right into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, thus showing our leaders have lied to us about the fact that our borders are secure.
Incredible. We're showing video of it right now. Describe it blow by blow, and then what the response has now been.
Well, it was pretty simple. We chartered a boat, went out into Lake Erie towards Canada. We had a little skiff, like a little Zodiac a boat that we had our terrorist get on, and this was about 20 miles off the coast of the United States, and we had the skiff approach the boat with the bags of ricin, board our charter boat, and then take it all the way to the United States. And there's a dock right next to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that we got on the shore and walked. And remarkable, no one noticed it. We actually interviewed the fishing boat captain. He says he never even sees Border Patrol on the Canadian border. He's been doing that for 20 years. And you're supposed to self-report. So if you're a terrorist, the captain told us you're just supposed to self-report the fact that you're about to conduct terrorist activities. It's pretty outrageous stuff. And like I said, I mean, our leaders need to be truthful about the status of our borders. They are not being truthful. So my hope is that these videos outrage people and force people to do something about it.
We've got top Spanish TV hosts swimming across the Rio Grande to show how easy it is and to invite a further invasion. Doesn't this prove the whole war on terror domestically really is a hoax?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question. It's certainly we just had Senator Reid say our borders are secure. We had Janet Napolitano say our borders are secure. So they are not being honest with the American people about what is going on. And we're just trying to show people the truth. I mean, I don't think people even know that this is happening. I didn't even know what it was like on Lake Erie. I didn't know that if you had a boat filled with weapons and drugs, you can get into the United States. And the guy that beheaded the journalist, James Foley, he had a British passport. You don't need a visa to get into Canada if you're from Great Britain. So this is actually plausible. This is something that could happen. We're now, you know, 2 days before this 9/11 anniversary. So I think people need to know the truth about their borders. They need to know what's going on in their country because our elected officials are lying to them.
Well, God forbid any of these real ISIS terrorists, these nutballs, get in and kill a few thousand people. That'd be horrible. But the even bigger threat is how we're losing our freedom because of this ongoing supposed threat, but our borders wide open. But the TSA naked body scans us and, you know, inspects every baby diaper. I mean, this really is just about training us to be slaves.
Well, I mean, the TSA, it's sort of like reminded me, it was reminiscent of the guy in the Lake Erie saying, you know, you have to self-report yourself to the officials in the United States. It's sort of like when TSA, a terrorist, would not voluntarily submit himself to a TSA agent before he boarded an airplane. They are similar levels of absurdity here. And it's just, the question is, do you feel safe? Do you accept this in your country? Do you accept the status quo that you can voluntarily, a terrorist or a violent criminal, voluntarily submit himself to an authorized representative of our government before committing an act of terror? It is a ridiculous thing, and that's what we're trying to show with our video, and it's getting a lot of attention. It was on the top of Drudge. It was broadcasted everywhere, and I think we're really hitting a chord with this whole border security issue.
That's right. You know what you're doing because the mainstream media will not go report the reality, just like when Drudge and the New York Times and all the rest of them picked up our report, where our reporters got a tip in McAllen by the Border Patrol to go to the bus stop at dusk on the border, and literally dozens of Greyhound buses were loaded with illegals. Their IDs weren't checked, anything. They were given government vouchers to be bused wherever they wanted, and that forced mainstream media to finally cover it. It took about 2 weeks. But that shows how scary and controlled state-run media is, that we have to embarrass them into reporting the fact that Obama has already opened the borders up.
Well, you know, confidentially, we actually had producers for some of the network network TV actually email us and say, we actually love your report. These are people who are on the left. Some of them were in the center. But they actually loved the visual representation of it. Actually, someone going out, we actually go there. That's what Project Bear does. We go there to get the story. And, you know, whatever you think about the state of our media, certainly you can acknowledge it's more interesting to go out into the field and collect video of what's happening on our Canadian border, on our Mexican border, than it is to sit into a cubicle and aggregate tweets all day. I mean, this is an important direction. I think, you know, I've been on your show, I've said many times that citizens have to be willing to risk their reputations for their country. They have to be willing to put themselves on the line. They have to be willing to go out there and do the job they're not doing. But now that I have TV producers at the major networks emailing me confidentially saying, James, I actually really liked your video. Well done. I feel like they wish they could go out and do these types of reports, but someone's got to do it. And nobody is being honest about what's happening on the border. They say the fence goes for 2 miles, it stops for 2 miles, it starts for 2 miles. And in Lake Erie, I've got a fishing boat captain telling me, this is unbelievable, that for the last 20 years, he's nary seen a Border Patrol agent. It really is. It shocks the conscience. And I think, like, just like the Ray Rice video came out yesterday in the elevator, it showed people, they already knew that the guy had punched, you know, his fiance. Well, when you see video of our borders, when you see these types of videos, it really illustrates it in a way that no policy research paper ever could. My hope is that this series of investigations that we're doing, and even the one you did, they outrage people to force their representatives to do something about the problem.
Well, I want my Bill of Rights and Constitution back, and I don't want the system to allow more attacks to take place because they get to take more of our liberties. We basically imitated your report and expanded on it because we thought it was a good idea and genius to do that, so that if there is a big terror attack this September 11th, as Homeland Security says they think there may be, that the government gets some of the blame here instead of just getting to get expanded budgets. We're here pointing out that why is the Border Patrol giving people tickets for drinking beer 20 miles from the border at a public or state park? Why is the different federal agencies and the Coast Guard pulling over our fishing boat in Port Aransas with a half dozen redfish in the hold and a few trout, wanting to inspect that we haven't overfished with my young children, while ISIS terrorists could just drive right in and blow stuff up? It just shows this whole apparatus is being used for revenue generation, that fisherman has never seen Border Patrol or Homeland Security. But I bet you $1 million he gets pulled over every week to get inspected to see how many fish he's caught with the tourist he brings out to catch a few fish.
We also got an email from someone in Canada who emailed us and said that they were crossing the border into the United States from Canada, and he said it was a ridiculous experience. This 10-year-old and 8-year-old got grilled of being suspicious terrorists for over an hour, and he was. But we've gotten all types of emails from Canadians. I myself have crossed into Canada from Michigan into Ontario, and I had to sit around for 2 hours as they looked at my criminal background, looked at my background as a journalist.
Oh, I was 14 hours and screamed at. It became national news. Because I was trying to cover Bilderberg up there in 2006. So it's a total joke. Why do you think they love to attack a dad with his 10-year-old or a family or someone they know has no criminal record, but then they will just let unlimited jihadis in to Canada? That's come out in the news.
I know that's a good question. I mean, the fact is there's certainly they're not being honest with people about the extent of the problem. I mean, I've never even seen a report. Maybe there has been one. About the Great Lakes. I didn't even know if there was Border Patrol in the Great Lakes. I didn't, when we went down to the border in Mexico and we showed that fence, we actually got CNN to show images of that fence. CNN had never even shown that part of Hudspeth County, Texas before, West Texas. So people need to be educated about this. I don't know if it's malicious. I don't know if it's intentional. We did get a response, like I said, from the Federal Border Patrol. They said they can't be everywhere at once. We have yet to get a response from the Canadian or the Canadian-American border officials. But it's interesting to know if their intention, I mean, I've been harassed by federal agents on the border before. I've had sat in a waiting room for an hour or two as they went through my history. So it is deeply ironic that now I'm getting notes from people saying, oh, I can't even get into the United States. They're harassing my child. They're looking at how many fish we've caught. But you can dress up like an ISIS guy, have big bags of you know, labeled Ebola, and you can actually cross into America and not even have anyone say a word to you. It is a remarkable juxtaposition. And that's the important thing. That's why Project Veritas, that's why I believe in these visuals, juxtapositioning them together and showing people the truth. It's a very effective tool, and I hope we do get a response from the White House on this. And if we don't, maybe we do a part three, because there's such intense interest about our borders.
You could do a flotilla with like 10 boats and call it an ISIS invasion and have them playing Wagner or something like Apocalypse Now, and maybe then when nothing's done, that would actually get some attention drawn to this. How do you respond? Because when we, you know, basically redid what you did, but with a beheading and the guy with an ISIS flag, we saw a minority of people say, how dare you show the terrorist where to get into the country? My response is, any real terrorist, the coyotes, the whole world knows, and I did know, that the Great Lakes are wide open and the Canadian border is wide open and most of the Texas border is wide open. This is well known to everyone, but I think the average American, because our media keeps them in the dark. But, I mean, how do you respond to that? Hey, why are you showing the terrorists how to attack us?
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty ridiculous criticism. I mean, the politicians, the only people that are shocked by this are the actual fake shock are the politicians who have said the direct opposite of what we are proving to be true. You know, the idea that they don't know how to cross the United States, we showed a walking bridge, a cast iron footbridge. You can actually walk into the United States. The notion that we're showing people how to cross from Canada into U.S., I mean, there's a big lake, and the captain, fisherman captain, said you can actually, it takes an hour to get a speedboat from Canada to the United States. This is common sense here.
They famously ran all the whiskey during Prohibition across it.
It's common sense. You know, anybody knows that you can get from one side of the lake to the other side. We just wanted to show people that, because we believe our mission is showing people is more powerful than talking about it, than writing a policy paper about it. And I don't even know why. No people in the network news have gone there and done it before, but I don't care. We need to do it.
Well, I know why, and I know you deep down probably know why. You got three or four companies that own all the old dinosaur media now. The executives up top, not just about price cutting, because they know it generates ratings to be in the field. They want to end journalism as it's known. The major global corporations that are anti-free market, that are preying on the rest of the free market corporations, the middle class and others, they don't want real journalism anymore, just like Congress keeps cutting federal investigators from white-collar crime. White-collar criminals basically run the system now worldwide. They don't want media out there. They don't want a James O'Keefe. They don't want a Greg Palast. They don't want a Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, left, right, center, libertarian. It doesn't matter. They don't sleep at night because of that. They want it shut down. But because of that, they've created a vacuum. So the new golden age of media is returning. We're just the return of muckraking, the return of news being exciting because it's real. I mean, they've made news boring on purpose to kill it, to replace it with cooking shows. They put me on CNN. I've been on CNN like six or seven times. Every time it's on the news that ratings double or triple. I mean, look, they could put me on the news, national TV, right now. I could save CNN in 1 week, guaranteed. They could put you on CNN, and you could program it. It would turn around. They know that. They want to kill it, James.
I think it's a combination of three factors. I think it is a little political, shared politics to an extent. A lot of these media officials just don't want to expose the issue of, say, border insecurity, because that runs against their political ideology. I think it's also ambition. I think a lot of these journalists want to be somebody, and they want to use their sources. But I also think there's a little bit of fear here. They are afraid. People are genuinely afraid of their government, of their IRS, of the retribution they might face if they go out on the limb and say something they shouldn't say.
It's the chilling effect.
it's the chilling. There is a chilling effect. So, you know, if nothing more, hopefully our efforts of Project Veritas inspire some people that, you know, we've already seen. There's a Daily Caller article today came out.
And James, I know you got to go, but we got you a little bit late. Do 5 more minutes to talk about the Daily Caller article, to talk about Breakthrough, your book that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and to give us a hint of what's coming next. You'll be out of here in 5 minutes after the break, and I'm going right to your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up next hour, microphones have been hidden all over the country for more than a decade. They're now going public with them. In some reports, CBS News, they admit they're listening to you. Others, they call them gunshot detectors. The games they play. Your phone calls are coming up here in about 5 minutes. We have a special report just got filed by John Bound for the radio/TV that we're simulcasting dealing with Ebola. But finishing up with James O'Keefe of the Project Veritas.com. Author of Breakthrough. We've actually sold out of it right now. We got 10 copies left, but it's not on InfoWarsStore.com. You can get it everywhere else or on the Veritas Project. This is a Bible of how to, you know, become the real media yourself. The answer here is, I mean, I love seeing more people successful, more people having big breakthroughs, because we're all in this together. It's going to be the truth that saves us. that sets us free, as Christ said. But James, in closing, you were getting into a story on Daily Caller today, and then I wanted to ask you, without giving away too much, what's coming next?
Well, just as to add to your point about inspiring others, you know, a lot of people have been trying to do what Project Veritas does. There's a story today on Daily Caller about a guy who went to Colbert County, Maryland, and actually showed that the security power plant, the nuclear power plant, was so, the security was so lax that people could walk right into it. So the point is that we're inspiring people to follow in our footsteps. We're allowing people an opportunity to make their voice heard, either being directly inspired or sending us tips. And we do have a tip line. It's info@projectveritas.com. We're a nonprofit, and we use tax-deductible donations to fund our work. And if you want to send us an idea, we read all of our tips. It's info@projectveritas.com. I encourage people to reach out to us and definitely buy Breakthrough. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's now in paperback. Alex, I'm to talk to your producer. I'll send you some more books if you need more of them. But it's a manifesto. It's a handbook for people who want to do this and don't want to learn the lessons the hard way, because I have learned all the lessons the hard way in becoming a citizen journalist.
I've read it, and I've been doing this 20 years, and I learned a lot. And you're an inspiration for us. That's how it works. We're all in this together, promoting liberty, exposing the fact that the dinosaur media does not have our best interest at heart. And now its ratings have basically disappeared. It was a shadow of itself just a few years ago. Now it's a shadow of a shadow. Where do you see Obama and the whole collectivist legacy going? We're about to see a big Republican landslide. The problem is a lot of those guys are neocons, they're rhinos, who helped write Obamacare, who helped write the amnesty. Where do you see all that going?
I mean, if we can increase this journalistic revolution we have, if we can create more viral moments, if we can capture more candid conversations, conversations of self-dealing, dishonesty, abuse, hypocrisy, corruption, if we can have an information revolution and show people what these campaign people are saying when no one's looking, if we can reveal what political officials are saying, maybe to their own private campaign people, but not to the public, if we can do that, then I think that that'll be the start of something great. And that's what, you know, to answer your question about what's coming next, that's sort of what we have planned. We are looking not only in areas that you've seen us look at, but in some new areas, you know, in some congressional areas. And we're looking at these areas to try to find where our politicians are lying and how they're lying. And we can drive the debate. You know, we can look at Drudge. I mean, Drudge shared our piece yesterday with the top, you know, he's the assignment editor for the press. He's driving the debate. And I think they're going to get caught in the shadows. A lot of these, if the news media is not willing to take their cameras where people want to see in the shadows, then we'll take our cameras and everyone will look at us. Everyone will tune into projectveritas.com for the next video, because that's what everyone's doing. And that's what we need to do. We just need to scale this. We need to do more of it. And I think everything will change as long as we get these things on video and disseminate them widely.
Absolutely. And I look at what we're doing, what you're doing, what even Vice is doing. They do it in a little bit more worldly way. That's the blueprint of covering the issues. People want to know about what's going on in North Korea. People want to know about vaccine cover-ups. People want to know, like when you go in to Akron and just say, hey, I want to run child sex slaves. And they go, absolutely, it's wonderful. It really shows people that these are gangsters. And Republicans are corrupt and have their own problems. But the more I investigate the Democrats, man, you go into any Democratic office or just get around these people, they really are like villains. And if other people would just infiltrate them and record them, we will have their whole battle plan, and it'll be clear that this is a criminal takeover. James O'Keefe, great job yet again. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, folks. There goes James O'Keefe. Very exciting what he's doing. And I've got my reporters looking at what he's doing. I mean, going and putting signs up. Or going to Holder's house and saying, we want you to put a gun-free zone sign in your yard, or we want you to not have bodyguards because you want everybody else to not have guns, or showing how Piers Morgan has a armed response sign in his yard with armed bodyguards at his house saying, there are armed bodyguards here. You have any idea how much that costs? Hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Piers Morgan lives in a gated community with armed guards. I know the community. I've been in it, incidentally, before, somebody's house. There's armed guards up here, and then at his house, there's armed guards in a van that drive around, and he's got armed response. Michael Moore's got six armed bodyguards. I've run into them. I've had them come over and physically run into me on video in my martial law film in New York. I just wanted to ask him a question as he came out of a restaurant. And they started bumping into me. And they were packing, folks. He's had his bodyguard arrested at the airport packing illegally before. This guy has bodyguards, but gets on MSNBC and says, white people that own guns are racist. Trying to connect that to it when he knows full well the history of the NRA. No more lies, you disgusting demon. No more fraud. We're going to expose it. And that's what I'm looking for, is for all of you to just go out there and to start exposing. Start your own access show. Start your own YouTube channel. Immediately. The COINTELPRO feds, the cognitive infiltrators, the cast unseen at the White House writes about, are going to come hit you with bots and call you a murderer or call you a drug dealer to make you schizophrenically start fighting with them. The minute you ignore them, and the minute you move on and do original reporting, you will then start having a big effect. But most people get attacked day one by the trolls, and then they just, that ends up being their whole world, and it screws them up. So the number one lesson is, be bold, be fearless, ignore the detractors. And they will have no effect. Because they attack your character saying you're racist or you're a drug dealer or you're whatever you are, because it's all they've got. And they want to divert you off of your mission, which is expose the globalists. They're the ones devaluing the dollar. They're the ones opening the border. They're the ones pushing GMO. They're the ones putting fluoride in the water. They're the ones giving heat-seeking missiles, MPAD, surface-to-air missiles to Al-Qaeda. They're the ones. They're the ones. They're the main drivers of global instability and problems. Don't get diverted off into you could have done better camera work or, you know, you're probably CIA or blah, blah, blah. No. Go do your reports. Keep your nose to the grindstone. You cannot be stopped except by God. It basically comes down to that. There is so much you can do, ladies and gentlemen. There is so much. You go into the, if you've got corrupt politicians that are doing bad things, you start going to city council. You start following them around. You become a news source in your area. People will start giving you the intel you need. They were giving a veteran $2,000 a day fines in 1996, Roland Ellingson. $2,000 a day fines in this gentrified West 37th area. He had two houses over there that they built in the 50s. His wife had died, family gone. He'd had colon cancer surgery. He had 3-inch grass in his yard. The yuppies all wanted it. They came and tried to buy the houses out from him. The realtors wouldn't. So they had cops that started coming in and harassing him with code enforcers. They arrested him supposedly for waving his arms at him one day. He had more than $50,000 they claimed that he owed. I went and showed it. Good police were ashamed of it, called me and said, here's the city councilwoman's house in a nearby neighborhood with holes in the roof. She owns two houses there as well. And like 3-foot grass and ivy. I went and shot video of it. They had reversed the $50,000 in fines. They had apologized to him. And Jackie Goodman, who wasn't even a bad person overall, had come out and apologized. In 1 week, ladies and gentlemen, because the cops said, hey, go to this city council person's house. They got like literally 5-foot tall grass. And that's all because some yuppie would pull with the city wanted his houses. He's dead now. Lived a long time, though. Classic Alex Jones, City Health Department hypocrisy, and Roland Ellingson. So That's the type of stuff that we need to be doing more of. But we need the tips, show tips at InfoWars.com. And we need to be able to have the reporters and the team, and that comes down to money. That's why I believe in win-win-win. We sell the most revolutionary, high-quality products at the very lowest prices we can, whether it's Made in America pro-gun shirts to meet like-minded people and spread the word, or whether it's high-quality X2, Nascent Iodine, or Super Male Vitality, or Super Female Vitality, or the Oxy Powder that totally flushes your guts out, whether it's the Fluoride Shield, the OccuPower, the Silver Bullet. That's how we fund the operation. I want to hire another group of reporters on top of what we got. Then we'll really be ready to go. More video editors, more investigative journalists, more writers. But we need the capital to get that job done. InfoWarsStore.com. So you got high-quality water filtration systems at the best prices out there. Clearly filtered Pro 1, G2, all of it. See all the little documentary reports we have about the products. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And even if you don't agree with all of my libertarian, constitutional, pro-human politics, what about all the other guests we have on, all the other people? This is a platform to magnify others. And hopefully they'll then magnify us in synergy. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to call in on. 888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call. And you get great products at great prices to support the broadcast and keep spreading the word. All right, I want to go to Denny. And then I want to go to John, Steve, Roland, and others that are patiently holding. Denny in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to point out in that video of Ray Rice, he actually spits on her face as she walks by, and that's why she pushes him. And to me, this is typical victim mentality. And I'm sick of seeing victim mentality.
No, I hear you. Listen, I've never hit a woman. So, I mean, look, my whole thing is, they're making him, though, like he's the worst guy in the world. What about our government arming ISIS? That's all I'm saying. Why is this the top story in the United States instead of all these other serious issues?
Yep, I totally agree. And, again, I think that it really boils down to the victim mentality. And, you know, ask anybody, they're a victim of this or that, and it's all bullcrap. We need to start getting our, as you would say, and get going and start getting...
Well, I agree with you. It's also sickening, you know, to hear his wife saying, we're victims now. Obviously, it's all about the money and everything. And they're just... look, I don't lose any sleep and cry about entitled professional football players, not having extra $10 million to go gamble it away at the local casino. I'm just talking about the syndrome of the corrupt media that helps cover up for our government funding ISIS and our borders wide open and all the mass graves of little kids dead on the border, killed by the cartels. None of that's ever on the news. It's all just about how the media's good because Ray Rice is the bad guy. That's all I'm saying.
Yep, and you rock.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm just trying to do a good job here. But God bless you, and thanks for putting up with me. Let's talk to... is it Ronald or Roland? That's Ronald. I tell you, my eyes aren't as good as they used to be. I need to move to get a bigger screen or something. These phone calls are a little bit bored over there. Ronald in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, two things. One is dealing with the concept that they say, well, we've got to fight terrorism. You can't ever win a war against terrorism because terrorism is a military concept. It's known as guerrilla warfare. We lost Vietnam because we were fighting conventional warfare against an unconventional troop. And by saying, well, we're going to win this war, we will win it. Well, it's funny because we've been there in the Middle East since 1990s, and it's been longer than all the other major wars combined.
And now there's the biggest terrorist army in history, officially ISIS, with billions of dollars armed by our government who doesn't want it to end. Absolutely.
And if you really wanted it to end, either you act like a terrorist or B, do like the Operation Fast and Furious, but this time put tracers in the weapons you give them. So we find them and drop a smart bomb on them. Very simple.
The well, there's another way. There's another way. You tell Saudi Arabia and Qatar, don't do this anymore. We're going to put an oil embargo on you. And so what? You know, just we'll start using our own oil. The problem is our government's in bed with Saudi Arabia and is actually giving them their own Islamic State to launch attacks so Saudi Arabia can have plausible deniability and won't get the blame anymore. This is a holy land for Saudi Arabia to send its worst and to get rid of their problem as well and then let them attack everybody. That's what's going on here. Our government wound up and armed these jihadis. The British government lets ISIS go back and forth between the countries. That's in the news. Why, the head of MI6 says we've got to be nice to ISIS and let these boys, he called them, back in. Because they work for British intelligence. They work for Israel. And I don't mean the entire Israel or the entire Britain. I'm saying ISIS is working for NATO. ISIS is being aided by the entire constellation of NATO. Turkey, you name it. What do you think the end game is, Ronald?
Honestly, they're hoping for World War III simply to, because they figure, well, even if we lose, we win. When I was in the Special Forces and I was fighting you in hand-to-hand combat, even though you kill me, I still gave the death blow to you, I still won. And that's their mentality. Even if we lose, we still got the elite underground and protected.
Explain that to me when we come back. I'm going to come back to you, Ronald. Then we'll go to John and others. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
Well, here at a supermarket in Toledo, you can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
He's going the distance.
Coming up, we're going to have a jam-packed third hour. A report on hidden microphones nationwide. Chicagoans respond to discovering the secret microphones. Our reporter, Buckley Hammond, is filing a report, but he'll also report from the remote location. Then we've also got a report by John Bowne on Ebola we're going to premiere here. The new iWatch and the new iPhone 6 are the cashless society, the thumbprint to buy and sell, partnering with the big six banks. And once they get rid of cash and even rid of credit cards, they're going to be able to charge you any fine or fee they want once you're totally digital. It's not that I'm against total digital money. It's that in the hands of the globalists, we know what they've already done when they have control. And we're watching their live stream right now. We're going to give you a report on that before this next hour ends. Finishing up, Ronald, talking about the globalist view that they don't care if they destroy everything as long as they destroy it. And I've read globalist statements about that. That it's actually in my film Endgame where they go, even if we destroy the Earth or solar system, as long as we do it, it's good. That we go on willing, we will be in control. Is that what you're saying?
Yes or no. They expect to win regardless. There is no, for them, they don't have a concept of mutually assured destruction or the mindset of a no-win situation. They figure they'll win regardless. They figure their bunkers are deep enough, they have enough ability to survive. And just like the Georgia Guidestone philosophy that they use, let's wipe out the population, make it manageable, we're the elite. And then any of the few survivors, we can just mop up. It's that simple.
Basically, we're in the hands of absolute madmen.
Yes, but I would use a different terminology. But since this is a rated PG show, I'll keep that to myself. How's that?
I hear you. It makes me so angry. Crazy people that do bad things to children. Crazy people that just like to do bad things. I'm so sick of them. God bless you. Good to hear from you. John in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You know, we keep chasing our tails trying to fix government. The solution is not going to be found in fixing government. History shows us that free markets build civilization and governments destroy it.
That's right.
The only don't you agree? I think you agree.
Of course.
The only way to win the battle is through economic education. That's one of Ron Paul's messages, you know, Lou Rockwell, people like that. I think we need to evolve to the realization that we don't need rulers any longer. Free markets can do everything that civilization needs. And I think that's one of the primary, I think that you with your audience should suggest to you, maybe spend 5 minutes every day at the top of the hour giving some economic education to people. Fundamentals of economics.
Well, here's a fundamental. In North Carolina, more children homeschool than attend private schools. Daily Signal reports that statistic may seem shocking if you've been a stranger to the growth of the homeschooling movement. And homeschooling is obviously not for everybody, but the fact that it's happening shows that people are walking with their feet, coming out of the federal globalist UN run, that's what they are, UNESCO-controlled public schools, and it's going to force reform. Bill and Melinda Gates are coming out with a fake reform to corporatize and foundationize and federalize the private schools under standardization. So we've got to all realize there's no reason to have your kids go to school under the current paradigm to try to get a job, you know, by hoping they get a scholarship at these universities. For 90%+ of people, it's going to be worthless or a detriment. The whole paradigm's coming down. You need to be educating your children how to be polite, how to be nice, how to be honorable, how to have basic skills, and how to do basic business, and how to understand trends. That's how they'll be successful. The whole existing order is being destroyed and purposely taken out, and everyone's being set up to be helpless under it. So there's your economic data. And I've been telling people that for 20 years since I've been on air. That's one good thing Rush Limbaugh's done, was explain to people that college, for most, is totally worthless unless you want a job in the government. And all that's going to come down as well. Third hour, straight ahead, y'all, friends and family. Tune in.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.